I'd like to make a formal complaint about the husband, ma'am.
Not another one.
Bad enough that he keeps playing that ridiculous instrument, but he started playing a particular tune every time he sees me. I think he's trying to make some sort of statement.
I'm sure it's just a coincidence, Latimer.
I'll prove it, ma'am. There he is. You see? What do you think he's trying to say, ma'am?
I couldn't possibly imagine.
The Tea and Jeopardy Advent Calendar 2016 with Emma Newman.
I have a lead on the Franken hero you summoned, ma'am. Apparently, cats are being put into trees in several nearby streets.
Oh, that's probably the Superman bit gone wrong. Oh dear, we need to do something.
Do we, ma'am? It seems to be decomposing quite quickly. I'm sure it will be gone by 2027.
But who knows what it will have got up to by then?
I shall put my mind to capturing it, ma'am. In the meantime, here is today's card.
It's a festive nighttime scene.
Of murder?
No.
Of mildly sinister goings-on?
No, Latimer, now shush. From the style of the house and the flowers, I'd say this is New Mexico. And with the pinto horse in the nearby pasture, there can only be one person this is from.
I don't see why Skeletor would...
The lovely Melinda Snodgrass. Present, please. Oh, it's a buffalo fetish.
What are his horns made of, ma'am?
Turquoise, I think.
Not kryptonite?
No.
A shame. We could have used that to deal with your Franken hero.
I'm sure you'll think of something, Latimer.
While I'm trying to save the world, what will you be doing, ma'am?
I'm going to read The High Ground, Melinda's space opera, and maybe have a nice cup of tea.
Ah, yes. My favourite type of opera. As they say, in space, no one can hear you sing.
Latimer? Oh, never mind. Little chickens! You've just listened to the 17th episode of the Tea and Jeopardy Advent Calendar 2016. For more Tea and Jeopardy, go to www.teaandjeopardy.com. And if you would like to become a member of the Order of the Sacred Teacup to support the show, go to www.patreon.com/teaandjeopardy.